From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The UN Security Council voted unanimously Saturday to pass a resolution being pushed by the United States that will deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile program.
North Korea's irresponsible and careless acts have just proved to be quite costly to the regime. This resolution is the single largest economic sanctions package ever leveled against the North Korean regime.
That's U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th, which showed that the no-rogue nation may now have the capability to bring the U.S. mainland and much of Europe into its crosshairs. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Manila on his first official trip to Southeast Asia as the United States continues to call for a legally binding mechanism to prevent conflict territorial claims in the South China Sea from erupting into violent confrontations. While in the Philippines, Tillerson will also seek greater cooperation from regional allies in isolating North Korea. After a stern warning from China, Vietnam called off permission for an energy company to drill for gas in the South China Sea. It is the latest chapter in an ongoing dispute over the world's most contested waterway. Usain Bolt had his farewell party spoiled when Justin Gatlin beat him in the 100 meters at the World Championships. In a tight finish, Bolt was punished for a slow start, and Gatlin held him off at the finish line in 9.92 seconds. Bolt came in third at 9.95 seconds. This is VOA News.